Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I don't know if we should be alarmed about this, because this is something that seems to be a trend with North Korea.
Yeah.
But this broke at about 7:30 p.m., and I don't know. They are promising nuclear strike on the U.S.
Ooh, that's going to be a bad time.
Yeah. From everything I've read, they don't really have the capability to reach us. Maybe California.
Like Alaska.
But yeah, maybe. I don't know. I'm not really scared. They do a lot of smack talk, but not a lot of action. But they have been doing little tests and stuff like that. And
they've been landing in the ocean, but
yeah,
they're working on the distance.
I think if maybe we take over like an island 10 or 20 yards from North Korea, they could probably get us. But they're saying now, if the U.S. threatens the regime, then they are ready. This says here, what's the actual? It says here, oh man, they will strike the heart of the U.S. if it attempts to remove Kim Jong-un as supreme leader. Pyongyang's state-run Korean Central News Agency reported Tuesday. They say here that it's in response to comments from the CIA director, Mike Pompeo, if that's how you say his name, who said last week that the Trump administration needed to find a way to separate Kim from his growing nuclear stockpile. Ah, North Korean people, I'm sure, are lovely people and would love to see him go, is what he said. So it's really heating up. It's been heating up, and now it's heating up even more. Is this BS? Should we be concerned? Or how do you feel, Anna Hummel? How do you feel about it?
I'm feeling all right. We live in Florida, so not West Coast.
Okay.
I mean, for myself, not for the rest of the country and the rest of the world, but for me, like, I'm not too concerned about myself.
I know. The gong, was a gong necessary, though? Did you have to do that?
I think it was.
You always had that with you. So you say not a problem.
Yeah, but, I mean, my whole family's in California, so.
All right.
You know, it raises a few eyebrows, but.
It's hard to take you serious.
Right.
Yeah, so you don't want your family that's in San Diego
to, like, die and stuff.
What would you say to them if you thought there was imminent danger?
Come to Florida, yo.
That's good
plenty
advice.
Plenty of Jews here. You'll be right at home.
Oh, man. Yep. Jesus Christ.
I made the Jewish migration like 40 years premature, but I'm feeling really good about it.
Ryan, how do you feel?
I'm not so cocky as to say, bring it on, brah.
Right?
You know, that's when the ish really hits the fan,
uh-huh.
You know? You don't want to poke the bear.
Yeah, I got you.
You don't want to just completely ignore it either.
What do you mean? But what are we supposed to do?
Oh, like us? We're just supposed to do Monday through Friday radio.
Yeah, I'm ignoring it. Ain't going to change my plans.
I'm going to put my pants on the same way in the morning.
One leg at a time?
One leg at a time. Do you do left leg first, right leg first?
No. You know, that's a great question, because I'm sure a lot of people wonder how I do it.
I'm a left leg guy. Personally.
No.
You don't sit down, do you?
No. What am I, a kid? What am I, a baby?
I don't know.
Yeah, and I tie my shoes by doing bunny rabbit ears. No, I'm a lot more athletic than I look, and I'm a lot more nimble than you would ever believe. What I do is I don't want to show off, but I hold my pants about 3 feet off the ground, right? And then it's a little bit like jump rope, but way more impressive. I leap as I let go simultaneously of the waistband of my britches.
And just call them britches.
Yes, I'm from the South. And I point my toes as I'm leaping in the air, much like a fatter, more male Mary Lou Retton, right? I jump, point the toes down, and I land into my pants, sometimes barely touching the fabric as I perfectly land inside my pants, and then I button them, and I do kind of a slide to the left because that's like my finishing move. It's like
crisscross.
Yeah, I go
crisscross,
and then I
clap your hands.
I grab my belt, right, and in one swift like whipping motion, I sling my belt into the first belt loop, and it wraps around me, and then I buckle it, and then I slide to the right. And out of my room, and then I do like some sort of a like mm-hmm. I don't know, like a my kind of a gang sign up in the air.
Kind of sorry I asked.
And then I tell everybody in my house I'm out like that, like something cool I say. Like,
so what you're
I'm
saying?
Out of here, bitch.
You turn it into an Olympic sport, is what you're saying.
Well, that would be cocky to say that.
Do you have Leah walk in and hold up cute like tens, nines, like you know?
Well, she's not going to give me anything less than a 10.
You think so?
Have you ever seen a 300-pound man jump into his pants?
If I saw all that, it's like the eighth wonder of the world, bro.
I would put a YouTube channel out, but people would think that it was some sort of a Photoshop deal, and it was still CG involved, and it wasn't real. And I don't need that controversy around my life. It says here that North Korea's recent test of an intercontinental range ballistic missile, also known as an ICBM. If I go to Anna's house tonight, ICBM.
Oh, boy.
Which was not a surprise to the intelligence community, is one of the milestones that we have expected would help refine our timeline and judgments on the threats that Kim Jong-un possesses to the continental United States. So they're saying it looks like Alaska. It looks like they can hit Alaska right now, like you said, Anna. They would shoot up in the air, and it goes like up towards Mars, and then it comes down and hits Alaska. But don't we have like lasers and stuff that can shoot it out the sky?
That's the Intercontinental Ballistic Missile Defense System you're talking
right,
about.
Right, yeah. Right. That's what I'm saying. So we're not worried about them, right?
Yeah, there's always room for error, you know? It's scary. It's scary stuff. You're talking about nuclear warfare here, people. It's scary stuff. Remember what we did to the Japanese?
I wasn't
there.
That
was like 80,000 people died in like the flash of a second.
That was bad stuff.
That was in like Nagasaki, I think.
I just don't want us to get our asses kicked by a dude named Kim.
No, a guy with that haircut. It's never going to happen.
That too.
No.
And then you got the radiation issue.
I know. But here's the thing. He launches a missile at Alaska, then wouldn't like five countries all just blow them out of the, like, they would just be gone, right? Like,
I mean, yeah, we would retaliate, there would be a lot of damage on our end. Everybody
would. It seemed like China would probably be like, oh, snap, you're on your own now, bitches, you know what I mean? Y'all done effed up now, you know what I mean? It'd be bad.
It would be bad for them. Yeah, but it would be bad for us if they hit us. So.
No, it'd be bad for Alaska.
I'd really not like it to happen just in general as a thing, because I'm hoping that my kids don't have to see World War III in their lifetime.
Are we about to get corny right now?
No, I'm just saying.
Tell me what you want for your kids.
I'm just saying. I never expected to see a war in my lifetime. I really would not like my kids to see one.
What do you hope for your children?
I believe the children are our future.
Oh, Jesus.
We should treat them well and let them lead the way.
I hope you eat a cheeseburger in a bathtub tonight when you get home.
Oh, man.
727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. Should we be worried about Kim Jong-un in North Korea at this point? Or should we just discount the whole regime as the cartoon-esque character that they seem to be?
I don't know. He's fat and he's angry. I'm scared.
I know, but I'm fat and angry every day and nobody's scared of me.
Not like that. Not like Kim Jong-un.
If you walked in here, yeah, you're not carrying WMDs, buddy.
I don't know. Let's go to the phones right now. This guy may have some insight. Jeff, what's up?
Hey, guys. How you doing? Glad to be on the show tonight. Something you guys have to understand is if anybody wants to really put a big hurting on the United States, Tampa is the place to go. I mean,
you got
Silicon at McDill, mm-hmm. You've got Martin Marietta, you've got Rockwell, you've got all these places that build missile ballistic warfare parts for the United States. And with SOCOM being right at McDill, they're going to try to go after the heart of this country and knock out the communications the best they can first.
Yeah, I get that, but they don't have a missile that can reach Tampa. That's the thing.
I understand that, but I mean, you know these crazy people. You don't know what they're going to do. So.
Yeah. No, I understand. That's why I know last year they were doing a lot of exercises military-wise to prepare for things like that. So I think if we know it as common knowledge, our government knows it. So I think Tampa's a lot safer than people believe. Thanks for the call, though, buddy. I agree with you on that.
All right, guys.
All right, later. Thanks for listening, you b-hole. 727-579-1025, 800-771-1025. Mike, what's up? Is it BS or is it something we should be worried about?
Kim Jong-un, I think he's a credible threat.
Okay.
Honestly. I mean, he's a dictatorial country. I mean, ever since the Korean War, it's gone down and down. I mean, there's a reason Japanese and then South Koreans are scared of him, or at least the people there were indoctrinated. Now, granted, it's more along the lines of the people that are willing to commit violence in his name rather than him himself. But then again, he can point a finger and say, hey, you group of people go do that.
Yeah.
Not just him.
I understand. I think the countries that are smaller and obviously closer have to be super concerned. It's like if you have a neighbor in your neighborhood that seems to be an absolute psychopath and you're not really worried about him coming into your yard and punching you in the face, but you have to keep your eye on him. And then once he starts, I don't know, shooting his Glock out in the backyard into a hospital mattress that he picked up at a yard sale, you have to really start being concerned. And that's basically what he's doing. He's doing these tests and he's talking a lot of smack. So I get it. I think we just feel a lot safer because we're so far away from his range. But yeah, I think you're right. I think something's got to be done, and I think something will be done. You know what I'm saying, buddy?
Oh, yeah. It's also the fact of, yeah, I mean, there are friends over there. It's like, if you have a neighbor friend and he's got psycho people going on over there, I mean, you can give him advice. I mean, say, hey, you all right? You worried?
Yeah.
Let me give you a little hand and stuff like that. I'm not going to get completely involved, but just know I got your back and stuff like that. It's pretty much what we're doing right now.
Yeah, I mean, we've been kind of standoffish. We've been like, hey, man, we unfollowed him on Facebook and I blocked him on Twitter. You know, let me know if anything else happens.
I don't even think they know what Twitter is.
They don't have it. Thanks, buddy. Appreciate the call, man.
Yeah.
Later. 727-579-1025, 800-771-1025. Tom, Kim Jong-un. Scary?
Hey,
scary or BS, man? Give me your take.
Back to the point where we're talking about laser technology.
Yeah.
There's this video on Facebook, at least that I saw. It was of the U.S. Navy, and one of their most random ships in the Navy actually has a new laser system that they actually tested. Well, what they did was they sent off a UAV, an unmanned air vehicle.
Oh, I know what it is. I play Call of Duty. Absolutely.
They shot it down with this with the laser, and it burnt off the wing within like a millisecond.
Oh, wow! So it's like that. It's like that laser from Real Genius, that one of the only good Val Kilmer movies.
Yeah,
it was a good Val Kilmer movie.
Yeah, it was a good one.
Yeah, and they said it travels at the speed of light, so it can happen instantaneous. You know, opposed to if you have like another missile, you got to project it and stuff like that. But this travels at the speed of light. So.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be interesting how this thing plays out. I don't think I think there probably will be another world war, but I don't know if it's going to be because of North Korea. I think we have bigger enemies on other parts of the world. But yeah, I mean, I think this is just them talking smack. I don't think that they have. I don't think he's actually as crazy as people think he is. He has to know if he hits a button, him and the rest of his country will be gone fast. So thanks for the call, buddy. Yep, you too. Love you. 727-579-1025, 800-771-1025. Marcello, what's up, buddy?
Hey, Johnny. How you doing?
I'm good, man. Now, I thought about you because you have enough weapons at your house to pretty much take out North Korea. are you worried about these threats?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
And I'll tell you why I worry about it. That's what we know that what he has. We don't know exactly what he has. Remember, back in World War II, we weren't worried about Japan at all. Japan was a little country that, you know, wasn't living on us at all. They just fought Pearl Harbor.
Yeah.
I tell you this, the truth, that guy is crazy. And he has so much hunger for power and to be recognized in the world that he's just stupid enough to do something really, really stupid.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I am concerned. And don't get me wrong, like, if
you know, all the other color sage, we have plenty of friends around him. It, like you say, we can blow him out of the earth. But the problem is what happens. He put one of these missiles on one of the little boats, and those boats get close to us.
Right.
This shit, I mean, that laser, the color before was talking about, they intended to destroy interballistic missiles for the last 5 years. Finally, the first time that was successful done was the video that we see on Facebook now.
Right.
It's the first time that we successfully shut down one of those interballistic missiles when we tried hundreds of times and we only hit one. I mean, I'm really going to be concerned. These guys have plenty of weapons, plenty of army, and he can ally with very bad people like ISIS.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm concerned. I tell you, it's not like I go get, you know, ready for World War III, you know, because like you guys say, we over here in Florida, we're very well protected by all the military bases around us. But I go be concerned about what he could do.
Now, if somebody says that Red Dawn is happening, right, and there's parachutes coming out the sky in the middle of history class, it's very interesting.
Well, Patrick Swayze is dead.
Now, if thank you. If that happens, Marcello, can I depend on you to swing by with your pickup truck and let me and Charlie Sheen jump in the back as we yell Wolverines and you take us up to the mountains?
Yeah. I tell you the truth. I tell you the truth. I give you my address. You come to my house.
Hell yeah.
And we have plenty of food.
Important.
Plenty of ammo and weapons.
Lobster pizza.
To take. Oh,
I love his pizza. Lobster pizza, man.
You know, see, that's the whole thing.
Oh, yeah.
See, I'm getting ready. I'm getting ready on both sides. I go have plenty of water, plenty of food.
Mm.
You know, we make sure we bring a whole entire 18-wheeler with a bunch of food in it.
Yes.
And we're going to be good.
DJ Don Pablo's in the house. What's up, pal?
Hey, how are you?
Can we bring DJ Don Pablo? Because we'll need entertainment while we're fighting the war.
Oh, yeah. Marcello's my guy, man. Amazing. Amazing food at Gennaro's.
Gennaro's on the beach. Make sure you check him out.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.